Hi, everybody. My name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing, and welcome to another episode of Tips for Leaders. This episode is about short and long-term communication strategies. It is important for us to think about how are we communicating both in the short term and the long term, internally and externally in our company. There are too many companies right now that are communicating their advertising, their marketing, whatever language you want to use, the same way that they did in January. And that's wrong. The world has changed. We need to be sensitive to that. People are scared. People are unsure. People are fearful. People don't know if they have a job tomorrow or not, and they're not sure where the world is going. Selling like nothing has happened. Just selling your product as if nothing has changed is bad for business and it's bad for your brand. People need to think that you care, that you understand that there has been a systematic change in the world, that we are in a new normal, that we are looking at the world in a completely different way, and that the world has changed. And that's okay. But we need to allow people to have their fears, their wants, their desires, and be able to allow people to work through this in their own time. Because communicating is not about what we want. It's about letting people understand that we're there for them and that we're going to be there to take care of them. And in the short term, the communication has to have a pulse of, we are here for you. We're here to listen. We're here to take care of you. We're all struggling through this together. We are all stronger together. And we need to be thinking that way. As companies, as leaders, as organizations, we need to be having that conversation internally, externally, with vendors, whatever. We need to let people know that we are rolling up our sleeves and that we are there to help other people take care of their issues during this problem. And it's not about selling. It's about sitting there, let's build relationships, let's build trust. Let's let people understand that they can trust us, that we're there to listen to them, to understand their fears, to understand the challenges that they have, and say, can we help you? Can we help you? Do we have the skills in-house? Are we able to take care of the problems that you currently have and help you through the crisis and whatever is making you tear your hair out? And if the answer is no, then that's, I'm sorry. We'll be here for you long term. Don't worry about it. Let us see if we can find somebody who can take care of that for you and be able to help people through this. That's the message that needs to be going out today. It's about looking at the world differently and saying the world has changed. We have reached a line in the sand. Things will not go back the way they are. And right now, all we need to do is help people move forward in any which way we can. The money will come. It's about building relationships right now. It's about building trust. It's about helping people understand that we get the issues that they're having right now and that we're working together to help them fix it. And that's important over the next 6, 12, 18, 24 weeks, whatever it is during the crisis, as people are actually working in the crisis themselves. If they're so busy, they don't even know which way is up. Trying to sell them is all you're going to do is repel them. You need to sit there and listen. You need to reach out far more often. If you talk to people, your good customers once a month, you may want to talk to them once a week. And the conversation starts off, how are you doing? No. Seriously, how are you doing? And taking it on a personal level. And if that 5-minute conversation that used to be 6 months ago ends up being half an hour, 45-minute conversation, it's well worth your time. Now is not the time to hide behind email. Now is not the time to hide behind voicemail. It's not the time for bots. It's the time for human-to-human conversation. It's the time to listen, understand, value, and be able to help people through this. Because when we do, we're building relationships, we're building trust, we're building long-term relationships. And that will get us to the next step, that when we get through this, and we will get through this, trust me, we will get through this. those relationships will be stronger. Those relationships will be better. Those relationships will be built on more than just a price. And people will be more receptive to having a long-term relationship with you. Now we need to talk about long-term communication. And communication is going to change. It is important today to talk about, you know, how are you doing? The conversation moving forward is about value. It's about relationships. It's about trust. It's about how do we help other people succeed? How do we help them be better at what they do? It's not about selling things. It's not about we're cheaper. It's not about we're faster. It's about what problems do we solve? How do we solve these problems? And who are the people we truly can help? We need to stop thinking that everybody with a Visa card is our client. We need to take the time during this crisis to really realize who are the people we can truly solve and how do we truly solve their problems? Forget about everybody else. Forget about the 7.5 billion people in the world. Not even Coca-Cola or Visa are going to sell to 7.5 billion people in the world. They each have their audience. They each understand these are people we can help, and these are people we'll never help, and that's okay. And as every organization, we need to be looking at that. We need to be looking at who are the people that we can solve problems for? Who are the people that we can, you know, allow to be better, the people we can enable to be better, whether it's internal inside our organization or outside the organization? A bad hire is still a bad hire if it's not good for both you and the employee. If you don't have the ability to sit there and say, okay, I've got a job for you, but you know what? Here's how you're going to grow within the organization. Here's how you're going to be successful. These are some things that we can do to be able to help you meet your goals and aspirations. And this is the training that we're going to give you in order to help you get there, and the mentorship and the coaching and everything that goes along with it. Then it's a bad hire. If you're just hiring because I need a programmer today, that's the wrong attitude. You need to sit there and say, how can we hire a person that we're going to have evolve within our organization and be able to help them meet their goals and achieve their success while making sure the success of the company is being met as well? When we're dealing with our customers, it's the same thing. We need to look at saying, is this a good relationship? Can we help them? And are they a good fit for us? We need to look at it both ways. It's a relationship. It's like a marriage. We need to look at it both with our clients and also with our vendors. Just because somebody has something that's cheaper doesn't make them a great vendor. Just because somebody is willing to slash a price doesn't make them the right solution. You want people that are going to be with you thick and thin. People that when they make a mistake, they're going to help you fix it. When a customer comes with a special request, they're going to look at it seriously and say, okay, how can we be creative with you to be able to make that customer successful? These are the people we need to be thinking about. And through this entire process, through this crisis, we need to be looking at who are the people that are stepping up and who are the people that are stepping back. We need to think of these. And we need to look inside our company. We need to look at our vendors and we need to look at our customers. And we need to look at long-term relationships and long-term communication and say, who are the people that we want to do business with? They're going to help us be successful, and we can help them be successful. My name is Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing. Whatever we can do to help you, how can we help you be successful? How can we help you build better leaders? How can we help you engage, retain, and grow your employees? How can we help you communicate more effectively? We're here for you. Now you can always reach me through my phone number. You can call me on my cell at 604-512-7174, or you can reach me through my website at yourbrandmarketing.com. I wish you success. I wish you health, and with you, safety. Take care, and I look to hear from you soon.